बंदे रूप सनातन रघु जग श्री जीव गोपाल को।
See, come to the 6th chapter, 16th verse. What is the page number? 250 or 249. You all take 249. Why? We are just going to go through the bird's eye view of the whole chapter, because otherwise we will get lost in the prayers. We will not know where are we, because there are so many prayers of our Chitraketu going on to the Lord. You may wonder where it began, where it is ending. So, therefore I said we will go through some quick survey of the chapter. So if you see page number 250, the Jiva speaks to Chitraketu. See 1 to 11. Narada is telling him to speak, O living entity, re-enter your body. He says, and the Jiva speaks. They have given some verse also. And then no one is permanently related. The jiva is treated like a commodity, like gold or any animals are sold by one person to another. Then come to the next page, 251. The relationships introduce possessiveness, mamatvam. But actually both are anitya. Sambandha and mamatvam, both are anitya, he says. Relationship is only for the body. And then there is a difference given between the quality of the Lord and the jiva there. Go to the next page, 252. The child's funeral rites are performed, and the queens who poisoned the child are doing atonement. Then the next one, 18 to 25, Narada's instructions to Chitraketu. So, if you see from 18 to 25, different there are different verses, Om Namah Subhim Bhagavati. So basically, he is introducing about Lord Sankarshan, the Lord, and how he is unapproachable by words. And so explaining about impersonal Brahman, then explaining about cause of the universe, and then he is beyond the range of the senses, he is a source of consciousness, he is served by devotees. And Chitraketu attains Lord's darshan, that also we read. And then Narada Angira leave to Brahmaloka after giving him instructions about the spiritual practice, and he gave him a mantra also, correct? One mantra which he recited. Then Chitraketu started practicing. He was fasting and drinking only water. Chitraketu continuously chanted for 1 week with great attention, and then intermediate result he got, which is Vidyadhara planet. He became the king. And the primary result is he attained shelter of Lord Anantadeva. His mind became increasingly enlightened. And go to next page, 254. And the form of Lord Shesha, as he saw, that form was described. And Chitraketu's ecstasy was described, we read that. And he was unable to offer prayers because of amazement. And then he regained his speech, and then he began his prayers. So 34 to 49 is his prayers, which means almost 15 verses. So you do you remember that 34 one? You and your devotees conquer each other, correct? And then he is talking about the powers of the Lord. Other people are thinking of false lordship. Do you remember I was telling Brahma, Indra and all other people, they are only part and parcel of the Lord. So the power they possess is also only a part and parcel. They can't have power like the Supreme Lord. But due to false ego, they can sometimes consider themselves separate from the Lord. Those two things, they are part of the Lord is one thing, and they are imagining themselves to be separate from the Lord, like Indra thought. There is another thing, it's only due to their illusion. And another thing he said is, you exist in all the four times, especially in Samadhi, you exist all the time. You exist in all space. Then he goes on to glorify the devotee. Before that he criticizes the non-devotee. The non-devotees worship demigods, which is temporary. Even motivated worship to destroy samsara. And devotees accept Bhagavata Dharma. And Bhagavata Dharma versus other bad religions, other dharmas. Envy producing religion benefits no one. And qualities of Aryans, which we were reading just now, then it is not impossible for one to be immediately freed from all mental contamination just by seeing you. So Prabhupada said we have to see the deity forms of the Lord, which is as good as seeing the Lord Himself. And then the holy name, what to speak of seeing the Lord? If one cannot see the Lord, if one chants the holy name, even He is delivered. So simply by chanting the holy name, after that we saw. So now up to 44 we have seen, correct? So now once we complete this 45 to 49, these prayers will be over. After that, the Lord will respond to him from 50 to 65. My Lord, 50 to 65 means how many verses? Lord speaks 15 verses to him. I think that is the last part, yes. Lord is speaking 15 verses. So let us see how it goes. So let us see where we are. You got some idea now, correct? Where and what was the shloka number? 44. Men of lowest class are freed from material contamination by hearing the Lord's holy name. I wanted to say a little more on this. It's a very important topic it is. Our holy name is our life pran for us. Therefore, what is the fifth offense? Yeah. So, due to our polluted intellect, if we consider the glories of the holy name to be hyperbole or exaggeration, that is fifth offense, considering it to be ordinary. So, because those people who come from mundane educational backgrounds, they may always try to study and see things from a very superficial and mundane point of view, speculative point of view. But the path of bhakti demands faith. And the faith is not blind. The faith is not sentimental. Our faith is in the Shastras and those Acharyas who are free from four defects because they have faithfully followed the royal path of the Shastras for practically their whole life. So we have to have a very firm faith in those who are sincere practitioners, like our spiritual master. They have practiced 40 years and Srila Prabhupada practiced for the whole life. So one of the reasons we put faith in such things is because we are seeing with our eyes somebody who is chanting the holy name and continuing practically lifelong, you know, without failing, and you can see their character, their quality, their detachment from matter, attachment to Krishna, and their fixity and stability in Krishna's lotus feet. So that type of chanters of the holy name who have shown such stability, that is one thing for us which gives faith. Another thing is the Shastric word, how much faith we have in the verdict of the Shastra. The Shastric verdict is called Vedavak. The Vedavak has to be deeply trusted, even if it is incomprehensible. If somebody cannot comprehend what the Shastras are saying. Because Shastras actually say the truth. And they don't do any drama or something to convince you. They just present the plain truth. They will just say the truth. Just like the plants have life. Chara, achara. Shastra used so many times. In the Shastra you will find chara, achara. Living beings are of two types. One is moving and non-moving. That they told long ago. But now recently they are finding out that the non-moving plants also have life. Finding out. Therefore, we have to have a faith. Over a period of reading the Shastra, we have to develop a deep faith in the Shastric statements. Like I find that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the human psychology is so deeply explained that even modern man cannot even comprehend it. Apart from even the three gunas, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, the behavior of women, the behavior of men, the behavior of kshatriyas, their the propensities which people have, and also the subtleties in human dealings. So this is just one area in Bhagavatam. There are many areas like this. So all of you can ask yourself a question: why do you put faith in the Srimad Bhagavatam or the spiritual literature which we refer? We have to have a very solid reason. And at a certain point of time, after reading the shastras, we should know that the shastras are extremely deep and profound. And what our speculative eyes cannot reach, the shastras can reach. Therefore, we should accept the words of shastra. So the sound vibration of the shastra is directly emanation from the Supreme Lord. As Bhagavad Gita says, karma brahmodbhavam vidhi brahmakshara samudbhavam. Brahma akshara samudbhavam means it has emanated from the Supreme Lord. So this kind of they call this as ontological faith, which means actually it requires no evidence other than its own existence. That's all. It's called ontological faith. And that means the Veda Vak will not have one additional thing to prove it. For example, if somebody wants some money from you, you call for a guarantor. But the Vedas is such a truth that it doesn't seek any other evidence. In fact, Vedas is evidence for everything else. You understand, huh? Like the creation of the universe, maintenance of the universe, destruction of the universe, and the Chetan Jivas, the Jada Prakriti, and the Ishvara, and the Kala, and the Karma, whatever is said in the Vedas can be seen with our eyes, how it is acting. And another thing about the Vedas is it is relevant all the times. Million years ago and even now, and it is going to be relevant at the end of the universe also. Therefore, innocent and plain, sincere faith development in the Shastra. Because after you develop faith in the Shastra and the Guru, then whatever the Shastras say, we can develop faith in them very easily. And if one is unable to develop faith in any of this, one has to ask questions and clarify and, you know, clear up the path to development of faith. Because Shraddha and Prem, in between the nine stages, if you see, each stage is a more and more development of faith. Shraddha. Sadhu Sangha means more faith. Bhajana Kriya means even more faith. Like that, it is increasing faith. And in the Prema stage, a devotee doesn't see anything else except the Lord. So, therefore, in the course of increasing our faith, if some stumbling blocks are coming, we have to clear that up. So, when we hear about the Holy Name is glorified enormously in the Shastra, in the sixth canto, in the Ajamila Upakhyan pastime. And even our Durvasa Muni, after completing the Ambarish pastime, the last part he says what Prabhupada has quoted. Yannam Ashruti Matrena Puman Bhavati Nirmalaha. He says that by Nama Shruti, the Puman Bhavati Nirmalaha, your man's heart becomes cleaned. Who is saying that? Who is saying? Durvasa Muni to Ambarish. He is saying, see Ambarish, you are a chanter of the Holy Name. You are a devotee of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, your heart is clean and my heart is not clean. Because I am not chanting. So, he knows, at least he knows the glory at least. Although he may not be chanting. He is a mystic yogi. He may be very austere. He lives in the bank of river or in a cave. He is flying from one planet to another. But he understood that how Ambarish is so powerful because he is chanting the Holy Name. And he has become purified at heart. He has no envy for me. Although I have envy for him. So, in this way, there are verses here and there. You will find about the Holy Name in many places. Bhagavatam ends with the verse Nama Sankirtanam, yes, Sarva Papa Pranasham, the ending verse you will find. Similarly, in the other cantos also, apart from Ajamila Upakhyan, you find the Holy Name being glorified, the Lord's Holy Name. So, like here he says, men of lowest class are freed, Lakshapacha, Chandal. So, they are freed from mental contamination. This is said in by Devahuti in third canto also. Aho bata shapachoto gariyanya jihva gre vartate namatubhyam te pustapaste jahubhusasnudarya brahmana churanama grananti ete. And it's not a falsehood or false statement, because we have seen, Prabhupada says in Mongolia people eat dogs even today. And now there are Mongolian devotees now. Dog eating, people who became devotees, now they don't eat dogs anymore. But dog eater is called Chandal. So Chandal has become devotee. And nobody has made Chandal as devotee before Prabhupada. But Shastra says that Chandal can become devotee. There is a probability. And Prabhupada proved that probability. You see? And there are places where people eat different kinds of things. There are cow flesh eaters, dog eaters, monkey, brain eaters, so many people. So, therefore, what more proof do you want for you to develop faith in the Holy Name? Because the Shastric statement of Kirata Honanda Pulinda Pulaka Shabirashumba Yavana Kashada has become proven now. The other day we saw Kavikarnapur Prabhu from Africa, correct? No? So we see people like that from different countries. They are far more serious than us also. And in chanting the Holy Name and studying the Shastras and giving classes from Gita Bhagavatam. So this was only a prophecy in the Bhagavatam. And that prophecy has become true now. Actually, there is no record of people from all over the world becoming devotees like this any time in the past. This is the first time it has happened, which is happening through the Acharya Srila Prabhupada. So, the His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj was speaking in Mayapur. If you are all there in that class, in his class, on Prabhupada's appearance day, he devoted his whole class to only one point only. How Prabhupada's going to West and preaching and returning back is not just a mere occurrence or by chance it happened. It is actually a historical prophecy. And four or five things he quoted, I was amazed because I quote the same things when I speak to the students also. Like the Bhakti Mata becoming, going to Vrindavan, and then her two children becoming weak. And Chatushkumara is coming and speaking on Bhagavatam, and Narada is also hearing and Bhakti Mata is hearing to give portion to the children. After hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, she is telling, you know, actually I have that, I showed you, Anita. If I haven't showed you, I will tell you. See, this came in a magazine, Sun India, Prabhupada appeared predicted in scriptures. It came in a newspaper, it came. Somebody has written, some Demian Martin, see, he says here, read it quickly.
Srila Prabhupada's appearance and accomplishments are turning point not only in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, but in the very history of human civilization. So it is not surprising that they were predicted many centuries ago. In several ancient religious traditions, the sacred scriptures usually include passages or whole sections dealing with the predictions.
Yeah, some so of like that, but there are predictions about. So now, what are the predictions? I'll show you. See, this is from Thiruvai Mori in Tamil. It's a part of Divya Prabandham. So Nammalvar is speaking. Poriha, 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 poyet, no, poyetru valluyir, chapam, nadiyum, naragamum, nainda, namanukkingu, endrunnumillai, kaliyum, kedum, kandukolmin, kadalvannan, 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 Budangal man manme, like that he is writing. Maliya. So, see what he is saying here. Read this. Victory, victory, victory. See, this is his writing. Future prophecy is writing. Yes. I behold something wonderful. What is that? All the inauspiciousness of the living entities is destroyed. No one is going to hell. Yamaraja has no more any work. And the effects of Kali Yuga cease to exist. This is because all over the world, all increasing number of Lord Vishnu's devotees sing his names while dancing and playing musical instruments. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So this he wrote long, long ago, in Trivia Prabandham, which means he predicted it's going to happen. And who made it happen? Srila Prabhupada. That's one prediction. Now you see here, second one. In the Bhagavat Mahatmya Uttarakanda of Padma Purana, what is said here? Bhakti personified, Bhakti Mata, she tells Narada Muni that after travelling through several places in India, she reached Vrindavan. Then she declares her resolution of leaving from Vrindavan to go to foreign countries. ఇదం స్థానం రిపీట్ దిస్ ఇదం స్థానం పరిత్యజ్య విదేశం గమ్యతే మయా. ఎనీ డిఫికల్టీ ఇన్ ద మీనింగ్ ఇదం స్థానం పరిత్యజ్య విదేశం గమ్యతే మయా. ఐ విల్ లీవ్ దిస్ వృందావన్ ల్యాండ్ అండ్ ఐ విల్ గో టు విదేశ్. అండ్ హూ టుక్ భక్తి టు విదేశ్? ప్రభుపాద్. అండ్ దెన్ బై ద ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ వైవర్త పురాణ్, దిస్ ఇస్ కృష్ణ జన్మ ఖాండ చాప్టర్ 129 బ్రహ్మ వైవర్త పురాణ్. వాట్ ఇట్ సేస్? వి ఫైండ్ ద నరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది డిపార్చర్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ హవ్ ఆల్ ద హోలీ రివర్స్ ఆర్ కమింగ్ టు కృష్ణ హియర్. భాగీరథ్యువాచ హే నాథ రమణ శ్రేష్ఠ వ్యాసి గోలోకముత్తమం అస్మాకం క గతిశ్చ అత్ర భవిష్యతి కలౌ యుగే. ఇట్స్ వెరీ సింపుల్ మీనింగ్ నా. హే నాథ, హే ఓ మాస్టర్, ఓ రమణ శ్రేష్ఠ, వన్ హూ ఇస్ అ సుప్రీం ఎంజాయర్, యాసి గోలోకం ఉత్తమం. వీ నో దట్ యు ఆర్ నౌ ప్లానింగ్ టు డిపార్ట్ బ్యాక్ టు గోలోక. అస్మాకం, ఫర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్, కా గతిశ్చాత్ర, వాట్ గతి విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు అస్ ఇన్ దిస్ ప్లేస్? భవిష్యతి కలౌ యుగే, కలియుగ హెస్ కమ్. You are leaving us alone and you are going away. Like that Ganga, Yamuna, Kaveri, all the personified rivers came and asked. Ganga Devi is saying, please read it.
Ganga Devi said, "Oh Lord, best of lovers, now that you are going to supreme abode Goloka, what will be our situation here in this age of Kali?"
Shri Bhagavan Vacha Kale Pancha Sahasrani Varshani Tishtha Bhutale పాపాని పాపినో యాంతి తుభ్యం దాస్యంతి స్నానతః.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, sinful people will come to you and upon bathing will give you their sins. You must remain like this on earth for 5000 years of age of Kali.
So how many years are over now? Yeah, exactly 5000. See, Krishna is using the word here, పాపాని పాపినో యాంతి పంచసహస్రాణి. సహస్రం మీన్స్ హౌ మెనీ థౌజండ్. పంచసహస్రాణి 5000 ఇయర్స్ యువర్ రిమైన్ లైక్. అండ్ దెన్ ఈ సై మన్ మంత్రపో మన్ మంత్రో మంత్రోపాసక స్పర్శాత్ భస్మీభూతాని తత్క్షణాత్ భవిష్యంతి దర్శనాచ్చ స్నానాత్ ఏవ హి జానవి.
ఓ గంగా, then there will be many devotees worshipping me by mantra and merely by their touch, glance and bathing, all those sins will be immediately burnt.
See, this is Krishna's answer to Ganga Yamuna, all the then Chaitanya Bhagavata Antya Leela, but Chaitanya declares, this is a famous one, prithivite paryantayata ache desha grama sarvatra sanchara hai beka mora naam. Yeah?
In every town and village of the world, the chanting of my name will be heard.
See, earlier, many people didn't know who is Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar and Shivas. Now, all over the world, people are hearing that. Correct, no? Chaitanya Mangal, Sutra Kanda, even here. Chaitanya clearly mentions he will send his lead preacher abroad. Yebe Nama Sankirtana Tikshna Kadgalaya antara asura jiver feliba katiya yadi pape chhade dharma dure deshe ay mora senapati bhakta yaibe tathai. See, ebe nama sankirtikshna kadga, the sharp sword of the Sankirtan of the holy name. By this, we will cut all the antara asura jivere felipa katya. All the demoniac propensities in the people will be cut to pieces. And in case any papi escapes and goes dure deshayai, in case he goes abroad also, what happens? Mora senapati bhakta yaibe tata. He will go and deliver that fellow also. See, yeah. Read the translation.
Taking the sharp sword of the congregational chanting of the holy name, I will root out and destroy the demonic mentality in the hearts of conditioned souls. If some sinful people escape and giving up religious principle go to far off countries, then my commander-in-chief, Senapati Bhakta, will appear to chase them and distribute Krishna consciousness.
Who did that? Srila Prabhupada ki. And more recent days, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also predicted propagation of Sankirtan movement. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote in Sajjantoshani. So, he wrote this. Lord Chaitanya did not advent himself to liberate only a few men in India. Read it.
Lord Chaitanya did not advent himself to liberate only a few men in India. Rather, his main objective was to emancipate all living entities of all countries throughout the entire universe and preach the eternal religion. There is no doubt that this unquestionable order will come to pass. Very soon, the unparalleled path of Harinam Sankirtan will be propagated all over the world. Oh, for that day when the fortunate English, French, Russian, German and American people will take up banners, mridangas and kartals and raise kirtan through their streets and towns. When will that day come? That day will witness the holy transcendental of Vaishnava Dharma to be the only Dharma, and all the sects and religions will flow like rivers into the ocean of Vaishnava Dharma. When will that day come?
Hey, Jai Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki. See, Prabhupada has done this true, you see. We see, in fact, Westerners do wonderful kirtans. Huh? In London, even on a snowy day, rainy day, you will find our ISKCON London, devotees will be wearing jackets and caps, and they will be doing Harinam in the street and distributing books. You will see that there are videos in YouTube, you will see that. Every single day they go out on Harinam. So in this way, you find Bhaktivinoda Thakur's expectation became true now. See, now here, there's a morning walk. Prabhupada, here there's a talk with Prabhupada here. You can see this. Prabhupada talking. Morning walk in Hawaii. Prabhupada, we can understand all of your instructions, Prabhupada, simply by reading your books. Yes, anyway, follow the instruction. That is required. Follow the instruction. Wherever you remain, it doesn't matter. You are secure. Follow the instruction, then you are secure anywhere, it doesn't matter. Just like I told you that I saw my Guru Maharaj not more than 10 days in my life. But I followed his instruction. I was a grihastha. I never lived with the matha in the temple. It is practical. So many God brothers recommended, he should be in charge in this Bombay temple, this, that, etc. But Guru Maharaj said, yes, better he lives outside, that is good. And he will do what is needed in due course of time. And in my horoscope, there was written there, after 70th year, this man will go outside India and establish so many temples. I could not understand. What is this that I have to go outside India? And Guru Maharaj foretold. He told my God brothers, Sridhar Maharaj and others, he will do the needful when time comes. Nobody requires to help him. He told in 1935. And after all, this was true. Guru Maharaj told, and in the beginning, first sight, he told, you have to do this. That is, Srila Prabhupada ki. So, I showed you many things. Now, okay, we'll quickly recapitulate. What all evidences I showed you for Prabhupada spreading the holy name? Quickly, whichever you remember, you tell one. Bhakti Mata? Videsham Gamyate Maya, she says. You know what she says? Idam Sthanam Parityajya Videsham Gamyate Maya. So Bhakti Mata saying, I will leave India and I will go abroad. And Prabhupada is the one who took Bhakti Mata abroad and spread it all over the world, to Russia. First to New York, then San Francisco, then Los Angeles, then from there he jumped to London, then later on to Moscow, Russia, like that, and Canada, and then Australia, like that, all over the world. So, and Bhakti Mata went. And taking Bhakti Mata to West, is it very easy? Our Vivekananda ji went, in which year? 1982, 1892 he went. My dear brothers and sisters, he said. Everybody clapped hand. He's calling everybody as brothers and sisters, they said. And then he gave a beautiful speech, which is available in the net also, you will see that. And he came back to India. And one lady was very impressed, Nivedita. She said, I want to become your follower. So he said, no, no, I'm going back to India. He said, so she came to India and she assisted in some school project in India. So Prabhupada's one of the sannyasi disciples was saying, so he made only one follower, one lady from America. But Prabhupada made how many? You can see that. Prabhupada not only brought some few followers, he made them wear dhoti, kurta, wear shika, wear tilak, kantimala, complete change in culture. Chanting, dancing in the street and street studying and even giving classes. So, the kind of impact that Srila Prabhupada had on the people of the West, no one else has had ever before that. Okay, that was one thing. Anything else? Which one you remember? One more? Yes, Prabhu? One say, Prabhu? Yeah. Namadwar says. In fact, in Namadwar song, what he says, in future there will be Vaishnavas who will, in Kirtan, they will jump so high that the toe, what do you call this portion of the feet? So, not sole, sole is this one. Heel of the feet will touch their head. Like that they will jump. Like that he says. So, Hare Krishna devotees, do we jump enough? You're supposed to jump so much. Isn't it? Like that he says. And they will, not only that, they will use mridangas, they will use different instruments and they will sing the holy name all over the world, not only in India, he says. That's correct prediction, correct? It will happen all over the world, he has said. You see? That is second prediction. Third one, one more. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Oh, like that he says, you know, with the exclamation. When will the French and the German and the Russian and European and American, all these people will carry the banners of Harinam Sankirtan and carry mridangas and carry kartalas, and they will come to the Mayapur Dham and chant, Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hari. Like that he said. They will chant the names of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and that has happened now. Many of the foreign devotees do very good kirtan actually. Very wonderful kirtan. And they can go on and on. Sometimes, in Prabhupada's times, if you see, they were chanting 6 hours every day. In the streets, in America, other places. So, that was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prediction. What else? Yes, Prabhu? Prithibeti Achayajinakaradhan. Actually, there's one more prediction by Nityananda Prabhu also. I haven't shown that, I'll show you that. This is. This is an Alal Nath. You see, one verse before this, you can see. See, he is saying. This is an Alal Nath, see. See, everyone present was astonished in Alal Nath to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing. Whoever came did not want to return home. See this verse. Dekhiya loke ramane haile chamatkar. Yata loka aise keh nahi aaya ghar. They saw Mahaprabhu ecstatically dancing and everything. Then what happened? The next verse. Keha nacha keha gaya Sri Krishna Gopal. Premete bhasila loka stri vridabal. Keha nacha. Somebody was dancing, somebody was loudly singing, and they were saying, Sri Krishna Gopal. They were all calling the names. Premete bhasila loka. They were all floating in bliss. And who? Stri Vridha Abal. Even old men. In morning also in our Guru Puja time, you find old men dancing also. You find. And Stri, ladies, Abal, small children also. They all are dancing. Dekhi Nityananda Prabhu kahe bhakta gane. Ehi rupe nritya age habe grame grame. Upon seeing the chanting and dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda predicted that later there will be dancing and chanting in every village. See? Prabhupada says that it goes from every village. This is another prediction, what Nityananda Prabhu did. Correct, no? So like this, another one you all know, famous one. ಪೃಥ್ವಿತಯಾಚಯದಿ ನಗರಾದಿ ಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಪ್ರಚಾರ ಹೊಯ್ಬ ಮೋರ ನಾಮ್ ಗತಾಂಧರ್. ಸೊ ದ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ದನ್ ಇಸ್ ರಿವರ್ಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇನ್ ದ್ವಾರಕಾ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗೋಲೋಕ. ಐ ಶೋಡ್ ಯು ಸಮ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್, ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್? ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟೆಲ್ ದಮ್, ಡೋಂಟ್ ವರಿ, ಆಲ್ ಓವರ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಏಕವರ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಎ ಡಿಪ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ರಿವರ್ಸ್. ಟಿಲ್ ದೆನ್ 5,000 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಡೆಪಾಸಿಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಿನ್ಫುಲ್ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸೇಸ್. ಸೊ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ ಟೂ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅಸ್. ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ದ ಮೋರಾ ಸೇನಾಪತಿ ಭಕ್ತ, ದಟ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಸೆಡ್ ಒನ್ ವರ್ಸ್, ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್ ನಾ? ಇಫ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಫಾರ್ ಅವೇ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ಸೇನಾಪತಿ ಭಕ್ತ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಅಂಡ್ ಚೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗಿವ್ ದಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಪ್ರೆಡಿಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್, ದಟ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಥಿಂಗ್, ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ದ ಯುಗ ಧರ್ಮ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಏಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ. ಆಲ್ದೋ ಇನ್ ಅದರ್ ಏಜಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಚಾಂಟೆಡ್. ಇವನ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಚಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸತ್ಯಯುಗ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಇನ್ ತ್ರೇತಾಯುಗ ಹೂ ಚಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್? ಯಾ ವಾಲ್ಮೀಕಿ ಮುನಿ, ವಾಲ್ಮೀಕಿ ಮುನಿ ಚಾಂಡ್ ತ್ರೇತಾಯುಗ. ಅಂಡ್ ದ್ವಾಪರ ಯುಗ ಹೂ ಚಾಂಟೆಡ್? ದ್ವಾಪರ ಯುಗ ದ್ರೌಪದಿ, ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್? ಅಂಡ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್? ವಿ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್, ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್ ನಾ? ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಏಜ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಚಾಂಟೆಡ್, ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ದಟ್. ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಏಜ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಯುಗ ಧರ್ಮ. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಅಫಿಷಿಯಲಿ ಹೈಲೈಟೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಸೆಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಏಜ್. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್, ವಿಲ್ ರಿಸೈಡ್. ಹರೇ ನಾಮ ಹರೇ ನಾಮ ಹರೇ ನಾಮೇವ ಕೇವಲಂ ಕಲೌ ನಾಸ್ತ್ಯೈವ 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 ಗತಿರನ್ಯತಾ. ಒನ್ಸ್ ಮೋರ್. ಹರೇ ನಾಮ ಹರೇ ನಾಮ ಹರೇ ನಾಮೇವ ಕೇವಲಂ ಕಲೌ ನಾಸ್ತ್ಯೈವ 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 ಗತಿರನ್ಯಥಾ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ವರ್ಸ್. ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಕ್ವೋಟೆಡ್ ಇಟ್. ಈ ಸೈಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಅದರ್ ವೇ, ನೋ ಅದರ್ ವೇ, ನೋ ಅದರ್ ವೇ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ನೌ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಸೀಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. 45. You know, one lecture I heard, one devotee was telling, if a milkman comes and you have some guests in your home, so you will tell him, see, every day you bring 2 liters, tomorrow you bring 4 liters. He'll say, okay, he'll say. But then before he leaves, you will ask him, do you remember? And he will ask, what? What? Just now I told you, 4 liters tomorrow, okay? He'll say, okay, 4 liters I'll bring. Then after he goes down the staircase, you shout from the top, hey, 4 liters. 3 times you tell, correct, no? Like that he says, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama. Not by karma, not by jnana, not by yoga. Only by bhakti. Therefore 3 times he's saying. Yeah. Therefore we have to take these verses to our heart. I can only say, anybody who has a great faith in the holy name is a blessed soul. And that faith has to be purchased from very advanced Vaishnavas, like sannyasis and gurus, those who chant with great intensity and sincerity and seriousness. You know, His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj comes to Vrindavan and chants 64 rounds every single day in Kartik for the last several years. You know, recently I met His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu in his room before he left. So I asked him, Prabhuji, do you do so many austerities in Kartik, extra austerities? I just want to take some inspiration from you. He said, oh, I can share with you something. He said, every Kartik I come to Vrindavan, Govardhan temple, and we have a team of just about 12 to 15 Vaishnavas, senior Vaishnavas. They sit in a circle. He said, the whole morning program we do, 4:30 to 9:30, and we take some prasad. And then we sit, 5 hours we read Bhagavatam. Together, and after the evening we take some little prasad, and then we go to the before taking prasad we go for Govardhan parikrama every day. After the morning program we go for one full Govardhan parikrama, come back, take prasad, 5 hours study Bhagavatam and chant extra rounds, and then go to Krishna Balaram temple and take part in the the Damodar Arati and everything till the night, and we come back. So he was telling me, we haven't advertised this much, but if you want, you can join. First we started with Bhagavatam, he said. Then few years we did Bhagavatam. Then we did 11th canto, 12th canto, last year we did. And I said last year we did Brihad Bhagavatamrita. They read together, all of them sitting together. So he said, in Kartik, I don't go out anywhere, he said. I go to Vrindavan and spend the whole month. So therefore he is so blissful, you can see. So sometimes we are torn between the two, whether we should go for preaching or we should study, am I too much doing sense gratification or studying all the time? But Kartik month is actually holy month, it's Radharani's month. So we will get lot of mercy if we do such devotional austerities. And Sachinand Maharaj lives in the foot of Radhakund. You will see him with long beard, long hair. During the month he doesn't shave. And 64 rounds he chants every day, that's his standard. And like that, there are many great devotees who perform severe devotional austerities during the Kartik month. Yeah, one good austerity we all did is lamp offering. At least that we did in the evenings. Correct? That is also glorified very much in the Shastras. Offering lamp also is glorified. But why I was telling this was, actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Ekadashi to Ekadashi, one can check one's progress, he says. So one devotee was shocked hearing this. Bhavji, within two weeks, how can I make any big progress? Kuch farak nahi padta hai. Last Ekadashi, Dvitiya Ekadashi, nothing new, he said. But it is expected that the devotees are very attentive and alert in their spiritual life and keep making progress Ekadashi after Ekadashi. Ekadashi is like a time when you have to put a break and look back and say, how did I spend the last 2 weeks? According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Like that. So, and those who have taken holy name very seriously, we can associate with them, and like this is Krishnanand Prabhu and other devotees. So we have to actually learn how to develop more deep faith in the holy name. So I gave you some things from the Shastra, but we have to actually, if one's faith in the holy name has increased, then one's intensity of chanting will be very great, and one's rounds will increase also. One will be able to increase rounds. Of course, without compromising your service, you have to do your. So one will increase the taste also. Name ruchi, we say, no? Yeah, let us go to 45. Quick.
Therefore, my dear Lord, simply seeing you has.
You all know Narayani. She called out Krishna's name, no? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told her, she called Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. She was crying and she was calling Krishna in ecstatic love. Similarly, Draupadi called out, Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda, Hey Gopijana Vallabha, Hey Dwarakavasin, in ecstatic love she called. Correct, no? So, these are evidences from the Shastra that when one ecstatically calls out the Lord in fond remembrance of the Lord, or dependence on the Lord, immediately Lord appears and protects. So, therefore, in the Shiva Sangan also Mahaprabhu regularly conducted the Sankirtan in order to bring all the wonderful devotees together and perform Sankirtan. One holy name article I was reading, Prabhupada says there that we have to learn to call out the holy name very nicely. So we should not mumble the words, we should not swallow the words, we should not sleep away during chanting. Mala should not slip away from the hands. The pronunciation should be clear and loud enough. Over a period of time, if somebody is chanting very nicely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One time outside Prabhupada's room, one of his Mataji disciples, she was sitting and chanting. And Prabhupada was inside and he could hear her voice chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, like that she was chanting. She was actually thinking, many Prabhupada's, men disciples go inside and talk to Prabhupada, but I am ineligible, and I am too small a devotee to go inside to have any talk with Prabhupada. So I will sit outside, because inside this room lives a pure devotee, So thinking like that, she sat and she was chanting. It was a spiral. What do you call it? Spiral staircase, no? Where it ends, Prabhupada's room was there. So So she was sitting on the spiral steps and she was chanting. So later Prabhupada told his personal servant, you know, who is the disciple who is chanting outside? And told them, Prabhupada said, she is really chanting offenselessly. He said, she is really chanting with intensity. So, and then Prabhupada said that we have to cultivate, just like the child also, you know, kua, 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 child cries. Mother exactly knows when the child requires the mother. Correct, no? Otherwise, some children actually call the mother because the child wants a toy. Our child just wants the company of the mother. But the mother knows the difference between the different cry of the child. One day a child from the bed, while rolling, the child fell off the bed. Boom, like that. And the mother came running from the kitchen and the child cried loudly. Ah, I cried. And mother immediately got a lollipop and put in the mouth. And after eating lollipop, child became very happy. Now the child thought, whenever I fall down, she will give me lollipop. A week later, again the child called, Mom, Mom, come here. And mom came, went running there. Again the child rolled down. Bah! He cried again. And then the mother picked up the child in the lap. And child asked, but where is the lollipop? She said, no, 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 today you planned and fell down. Yeah? Therefore, mother clearly knows when the child is doing drama, when the child actually requires. Eh? Similarly, in our call, what kind of holy name call we are doing, we only know it also. So, to improve this, the faith in the holy name is very vital. And in the holy name forms a foundation for us, because why? The holy name cleanses the heart. Correct, no? And when the heart is cleansed, our specs is cleansed, we can see the world with Shastra Chakshu. You can see the world with Shastric eyes. And also, when we see the world with Shastrakshu, correct clarity, understanding comes, then the Shastric study is meaningful, rendering of devotion service is meaningful. So, Holy Name forms the foundation for everything. So, my suggestion to all devotees is, it would be really worthwhile for all of us to sometimes devote some time to read some Holy Name books, like His Holiness Satchananda Maharaj's book, Nectar Notion of the Holy Name, His Holiness Mahanidhi Maharaj's book, our Heart of Chanting Hare Krishna. Similarly, this Japa Talks, Japa Walks, and Satsupras Maharaj is another book, Japa Reform Notebook. So it's really worthwhile. There's another book by Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Naam, Harinam. Harinam Chintamani also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur Conversation. Nowadays, these books are published, available very nicely. And Japa, there's a book by Burujan Prabhu, which helps in controlling the mind. So, one good thing is, if you read these books, at least they will keep inspiring us to take the holy name seriously. Otherwise, you know, our holy name can go to the... We may take it lightly. Actually, it's like a rudder in a ship, you know. The rudder in a ship, you know, in whatever way it moves, the ship moves accordingly. If a holy name is properly taken care, many, many things in our spiritual life will be taken care. Our life will become very nicely organized. So, that's my humble suggestion. Okay, let us go to the 45 translation.
Therefore, my dear Lord, simply seeing you has now wiped away all contamination of sinful activities and the results of material attachment and lusty desires, which always fill my mind and the core of my heart. Whatever is predicted by the great sage Narad Muni cannot be otherwise. In other words, I have obtained your audience as a result of being trained by Narad Muni.
Purport, first three lines.
This is the process of the perfect way. One must take lessons from authorities like Narada, Vyasa, Asita and follow their principles. Then one will be able to see Supreme Personality of Godhead even with one's own eyes. One only needs training.
Yes. So read the theme.
One can see the Supreme Lord eye to eye by training offered by authorities like Narada, Vyasa, etc.
Yes. So, Prabhupada says it is somewhat like an apprentice working in a company under an expert. You all know these ITI people, no? When they go, like if you want to learn fitting, you learn fitting, smithy, carpentry, welding, all these things. You hardly need to read any book. You just go to the shop floor. Welding fellow will show you how to do the welding, you know, fitting, smithy. You become an apprentice under them. You watch them do things. They will tell you what is difficult, what is easy, what are bottlenecks in doing their particular work. And they learn it very expertly, just being with them. Similarly, in the path of devotional service, bookish knowledge alone is not enough. Because you may read the books and we may know things theoretically, but if you don't serve under a guru see him perform devotional service and then also ask questions, because in this world there are, even in the path of religion, there is a lot of contradictions. For example, somebody says service is important, somebody says sadhana is important, somebody says taking care of one's family is important. So you don't know which one to give priority. We have problem of prioritization. Similarly, somebody says, oh, this is sahajyaism. Somebody says, oh, that is impersonalism. So you don't know. So therefore, you have to work under somebody who is very knowledgeable and who is also practicing very faithfully, sincerely. And therefore, he is saying, Chitraketu was very, very blessed to get Diksha from Narada and get instruction from both Angira and Narada. Here Prabhupada says Vyasa also is including, because Asita also is including. Basically, Prabhupada is giving all the Parampara Acharyas, is giving like that, yeah. So, Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. Doing that Krishna Anushilan, it's a, if you see this, I'll show you this. Yeah, this is the one. So if you wish to be a lawyer, an engineer or doctor, we have to receive knowledge from authoritative lawyers, engineers and doctors. A new lawyer has to become an apprentice of an experienced lawyer, or a young man studying to be a doctor has to become an intern and work with those who are already licensed practitioners. Correct, no? See, Prabhupada, how beautiful sentence he is writing. That means, like, you know, this people go for internship in the medical field. And then he's saying, our knowledge of a subject cannot be perfectionized unless we receive it through authoritative sources. That's what he's saying. That was the point I was telling. So let us proceed to the next one. So, recently I had gone to Mayapur. I went to meet His Holiness Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj one occasion. So I asked a question to him, Maharaj, if somebody is joining ashram, what are the important qualities in which a newly joined person should be trained? So he said, six qualities, he said. First one, he said, submissiveness, first thing. And then respect and obedience. And then he said, service attitude and tangible service and renunciation of independence. So the six things he was telling. Last one I don't remember exactly, remember, I think somewhat similar to that. So the first one he said is, I said many things look similar, I said. He said no. He said submissiveness means when one is submissive, like Chitraketu was very submissive, then one can be respectful to saintly people. Then when one is respectful, then they take the words of saintly people seriously and they implement it. That is called obedience. As it is said. Submissiveness, respect, submissive. Submissive means venatata. Like for example, Chitraketu, he exhibited submissiveness to Angira Muni, later on to Narada and Angira also. That means physically as well as mentally, one considers oneself lowly and saintly people to be great. Correct? Right? So, such a submissive person, and he is actually willing to be molded, that is submissive. And then such a person can give respect. When he gives respect, what is the meaning of giving respect? That means attentively he will hear, he will not be careless, he will not be too familiar, he will be attentive. And when he shows respect to them, and he will serve them well, and carefully he will serve them. So, when he is respectful, then the result is what? Obedience. Obedience means taking their instructions seriously and applying in one's life. That is obedience. Yeah. And then he said, service attitude, seva bhav. Yeah. He said, seva bhav is more important than seva also. Yeah. Unless seva bhav is there, seva is useless. Yeah. So the fourth one, he said, seva bhav. Then he said, service attitude. Service attitude and service, tangible service, he said. Every devotee has to give contribution, tangible contribution of service. And renunciation of independence, that means he should live only for the pleasure of Guru, and for, he has to always think of pleasure of the superior without thinking of his own pleasures. So, Why I was telling you, wherever I get a chance, I meet great souls and associate with them and ask some questions from them and I take help from them. Because when we keep doing it, we will get lot of gems, lot of nectar for us to contemplate. When I went to Vrindavan, I met one, his holiness Kadamakanand Maharaj. And I asked, Maharaj, there are so many books in ISKCON now. I am wondering, my bureau is full of books. You know, even Prabhupada books are half finished, I haven't finished. Can you suggest some idea about reading program? You know, how many hours we should read every day? And what books we should read and how much proportion, something if you can say. So he said in Prabhupada's letters, Prabhupada said, a devotee should study Prabhupada books 2 hours a day, which means Bhagavatam classes like 45 minutes or so, and evening Bhagavad Gita classes another 45 minutes, and half an hour Prabhupada said devotees can study one full chapter of Bhagavad Gita, read out, or Bhagavatam like that. Prabhupada said at least 2 hours plus we should be in touch with the Shastra, he said. And then regarding books, he said, reading Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita is like rice, dal, sabji, chapati, he said. And reading any other book is like chutney, he said. Now you decide how much to read other books. So, meeting great souls becomes very clear. Like Fryams, you know Fryams we eat? It's very nice it is. So, reading other books is like that only, he said. But eating Prabhupada books is like? Eating Prabhupada books is like rice, dal, sabji, chapati. It's like basic food for nourishment of the body. Fryams will be tasty for the tongue, but they don't nourish the body. Chutney will be tasty a little bit, but too much chutney is not good. Correct, na?
Yeah.
See, when you meet great souls, you get very punching realizations. Correct, na? And they have so much depth they have. Therefore, it is said here that we should, be trained. We should take training available by authorities like Narada, Vyasa. Wonderfully saying. So go to 46, read the translation.
O unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever a living entity does in this material world is well known to you because you are the Super Soul. In the presence of sun, there is nothing be revealed by the light of a glowworm. Similarly, because you know everything, in your presence, there is nothing for me to make known.
Yeah, so two examples, sun and glowworm. Huh? See, when can glowworm show off? At which time? Huh? The dark night. When the sun rises in the morning, can the glowworm show off? That's what Narada also said, as our Brahma said. Brahma said, my dear Lord, I did the Brahma Vimohan Leela to steal your boys, but now I am realizing I am like a glowworm. Only in the dark ignorance I can show off. Morning when the sun is up in the sky, my glow has no value. So he said, I am like a glowworm, you are like the sun. Brahma said that. Similarly, read the theme.
Lord, like the sun, is supreme witness of all. Living entity like the glowworm has little awareness.
So our awareness is little and the Lord is watching with his eyes everywhere. He's watching everyone and is watching simultaneously. Actually, this one fact, if it is digested by the sadhaka, you know, then one can become very attentive in one's devotional service. That Lord is constant witness. When I am sleeping at night, Lord is watching from above, with his wide open eyes. When I wake up in the morning, when I am walking, when I am moving, and Lord knows my desires before I can know them myself. Even before we can smell our desires, Lord smells it. Like, you know, when you keep a jasmine, the smell comes, no? Like that, when the jiva is moving about, Lord immediately can smell his desires. Even though it takes some time for jiva to understand what am I desiring, Lord knows before that only. It's so intelligent. So therefore, one should know that Lord, a super soul is waiting to fulfill my desires. Let me not desire wrong things. Let me desire the right things. And he is the supreme witness. So let me not do anything wrong because if he takes note of my wrong tendencies, then he may provide facility for doing wrong. Apohanam. He may give forgetfulness. So, in fact, therefore, in the morning I told you, the child was dealing with the ocean beach. But the child has relationship with mother and father. Directly the child can talk to them. Similarly, we can see this world through our impure mind, contaminated mind. Then definitely we will want to enjoy foolishly through the rajoguna, tamoguna, and we are going to be frustrated at the end. Therefore, we should not see through the impure mind. Rather, we should look at the Lord above and pray to Him. Oh Lord, I have a contaminated mind which is misleading me, and I am unable to make proper decisions in life. So please kindly take over my life in your hands. So take charge of my life. I hand it over to you, and you escort me, you guide me, you cleanse my mind when I am chanting the holy name, and purify me. And if it is required, give little two slaps also if needed. I am ready to take it also. If that is what is needed to purify me. Whatever it takes to purify me, I am ready. Please accept me as yours. That kind of attitude we have to develop in chanting the holy name. Then the Lord, seeing that we are very sincere, then He will take charge of our life. Because He is a witness. He is watching all the time. 24/7, you cannot escape His vision. He is not only simply watching, He is also taking action. Like one mother told his daughter, "Hey, take care, I am putting something for drying. What do you, like wheat and other things they put outside the house, no? Hey, keep a watch. Donkeys may come, you know, other animals may come, take care." She said, "Okay, I'll keep a watch," she said. And the mother went and came back, and the daughter was sitting. And she saw that donkeys and other things were eating from the, you know, thing kept in the, under the sun, under the heat of the sun. Mother shouted from a distance, "Hey daughter, what are you doing? You know, the animals are eating and they're keeping quiet. Are you not watching?" She said, "I'm watching." She thought, "I have to just keep them watch them eating," she thought. So our super soul's witness is not like that. Not that He's watching and we can do whatever we want. He is watching very attentively. What are our desires? In which direction are we going? Should He supply forgetfulness? Or should He supply remembrance? So we cannot cheat Him. Therefore, by knowing this fact that He is watching me, our integrity will increase in spiritual life. Our truthfulness, honesty, integrity. If we desire some wrong things, we ourselves will be ashamed. What is because we being ashamed? Maya Devi is ashamed. See, in one verse, Bhagavatam, it is said, in the Bhagavatam, you will find, Vilajjamanayasya. Statum iksha apate amuya. Vimohita vikattanthe. Mamaham iti durdhiyah. She says here, the illusory energy, Maya Shakti of the Lord cannot take precedence, being ashamed of her position in front of the Lord. But those who are bewildered by her always talk nonsense, thinking it is mine, like that. So therefore it is said, even Maya Devi knows Lord is watching her movements also. Actually Maya is cheating everyone in this world. We cannot see it, only Lord can see it. You see? So let us be aware of His witness. We are like a glowworm and He is like the sun. And His vision is far beyond. The illusion is like a cloud, but the sun is far above. So Lord is far above. He is watching Maya. What is He doing? He is watching all living entities, what we are doing. Like that He is telling. But now it is, okay, we have another 15 minutes. Okay, 46, 47, please read it. Okay, 47, you read it. Namastubhyam Bhagavate. Sakala Jagat Stiti Layodaye Shaya. Duravasitātma-gataye kuyoginām bhidā paramahamsāya. Yeah, translation.
My dear Lord, You are the creator, maintainer and annihilator of this cosmic manifestation. But persons who are too materialistic and who always see separateness do not have eyes with which to see You. They cannot understand Your real position, and therefore they conclude that the cosmic manifestation is independent of Your opulence. My Lord, You are the supreme pure and You are full in all six opulences. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto You.
Yeah, theme.
Materialistic men like atheist and chemist engage in materialistic activities like asses and imagine the cosmos to be mere combination of matter without God's hand.
So this is a summary of the whole purport. I read the purport and I made the summary of it. So Those people who are materialistic men, who are atheistic people or chemists, they think that the life has arisen from matter, and they are only engaged in materialistic activities, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. And they think that this whole material world is made up of only matter and there is no God in control. Like that, they think like that. So, that because they have separatist mentality, Prabhupada says. They have separatist mentality. They want to do something independent. So, this type of independent mentality is there in every jiva to some degree or other, at least. Because we have the free will to align with him or to be independent of him. And the materialist means his eyes are blind. Because what is the meaning of materialist? Materialist means he sees only matter. He cannot see any spirit at all. Therefore, he thinks there is nothing beyond. Just like if you take a magnet and you move under a paper and you put iron filings in the top, everything is moving. If you ask a person, how are these iron filings moving? You know, you say, by chance. You know, by chance it's moving. Because below the paper he cannot see the magnet. He thinks it's all moving by chance, happening by chance. So Lord is like the all-attractive magnet. He is moving everything, but atheist, because of his material conception of life, he cannot see anything beyond matter at all. Actually, therefore, amongst human beings, there are categories. Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks of six types of materialists, he says. First type, he says, those people who have no faith in God, no faith in morality. That is first. So they can be challenged, actually. If you find anybody like that, somebody has no faith in God, no faith in morality, you catch and ask them, what will you do if somebody catches your wife's hand and runs away, takes away your wife, what you will do? You can ask them. Then you will say, hey, how can you do that? How can you take away my wife? That means you want morality, correct, no? You want everybody to follow morality. So you say there is no need of morality, now you need morality now, correct, no? Then there is a second category of people who have no faith in God, but they have faith only in morality. There are people like that. They say that in this world, if people are moral, people are kind, people are good, that is good enough. Don't bring in God. Like that they will say. Or there are people who say they have little faith in God and more faith in morality, and they put God below morality. They say that God should cooperate. People worshipping God should come together and cooperate and be moral. So for them, they put God into morality box. Therefore, Gandhi worshipped Ramchandra. That Rama was a pakka moralist. So Gandhi liked, but he had difficulty with Krishna. So Lord Rama is a Maryada Purushottam, no? So Gandhi liked very much. So in this way, then he's talking about pretenders, he's talking about impersonalists. What's the other category? Dharmadvaji. They are pretenders. Mayavadis are impersonalists. Demigod worshippers. And demigod worshippers. Polytheists. Yeah, those who accept any kind of demigod but ultimately are not actually truly devoted, they do business with the demigods for getting material benefits. So he is calling six types of materialists, he has given a list like that. So basically materialist means his goal is material commodity, that's all. He has no understanding of spirit or spiritual world or love of God. These things are beyond the head of this fellow. So they live like asses. Namam Dushkritano Prapadyante Mayaya Apahrita Asanam Bhava. Yeah, these four categories. Let us go to the next one. Yeah. Read the 48.
My dear Lord, it is after your endeavor that Lord Brahma.
So when we go for book distribution, if you come across a materialist, what to do? You show the book. If they are some people say not interested, then you leave that fellow and go to another. But sometimes some people argue, so I learned one very good lesson. When you go for book distribution, some karmis argue and then you argue back, and sometimes they take away 45 minutes and you have not distributed one book also, and they are not ready to change. And then finally what we say, I'll go my way, you go your way. Was it useful? So therefore I have decided now, because now our energy is very limited, our time is also limited. So we want little pakka fruits when we go. Like you get kacha fruits, pakka fruits. Like you was using a Peru Peru. What do you call Peru in English?
Guava.
Guava, yeah. This Guava, Guava. Guava or Goa?
Guava.
Guava. Guava. Guava. Okay. You understand what is Guava? So, See, when it is yellow, yellow means what?
Right.
Green means? Yeah. So, these atheists and all these fellows are like raw gova. So, if you have to actually give them a book and preach to them, it's like, you know, you have to twist and twist and twist and like that, pull it. Still, it may not come also. Sometimes. It takes a lot of energy, time to make them understand all this. On the other hand, some people, you know, it's yellow color. Immediately, as soon as you show them a book, they are respectful and they take. So, therefore, I go very fastly when I go to people. Go to people. Somebody argues, little argument I do, and I find that he is incorrigible, leave and go. So, then I asked one time Radha Gopinath Prabhu, Prabhuji, should we leave those people or what to do? You know, we should not miss some intellectuals and all. He said, no. He said, when you are in a ship, you are throwing a rope. Those people who catch the rope, you pull them into the ship. Correct, no? If somebody is swimming in the opposite side, should you jump out of the ship and swim behind him to give the rope? Even if you go 1 kilometer and catch his hand, that fellow will say, hey, mujhe aana nahi hai, chod do mujhe. Nikal jao. He will say like that. I don't want to come with you. So he said, favorable people should be helped. Unfavorable people, you just leave them aside. Don't fight with them. Keep going ahead. That's the way you can reach out to a lot of people actually. Then more, good number of books you can reach out to interested people. Thank God there are still interested people you find. Very pious people, interested people. I went in the AC coach in the Pune station. One very smart and tall boy was sitting, appeared like a very rich family boy. He was sitting. So I went and showed him the Bhagavad Gita. I said, see, look at this Gita. This Bhagavad Gita was spoken to a great hero called Arjuna. You know Arjuna? I asked him. He said, oh, I know. He said, I read in Mahabharata, I said. And I said, so, what about Bhagavad Gita? Oh, I know Bhagavad Gita. Then he asked me, is it an authentic one? He asked me. I said, see, it's written as it is. Bhagavad Gita, as it is, I showed him. He said, what you are saying? All the guys say the same thing, that their Gita is best. How do I know which is the best Gita? Then I told him, please give it a reading. And I can assure you, you know, it has helped me last 25 years I am practicing. So you also take it. Then he took the book. I was deeply satisfied that day that the book has reached to every intelligent boy, you see. So when we go, when they are little receptive, we can spend time. If they are totally unreceptive and argumentative and atheistic and they are creating and polluting the atmosphere, making others not to buy the book, better don't twist the tail of a sleeping tiger. Let them remain materialist. Yeah. 48 translation.
My dear Lord, it is after you endeavor that Lord Brahma, Indra and other directors of the cosmic manifestation become occupied with their activities. It is after you perceive the material energy, my Lord, that the senses begin to perceive. The Supreme Personality of Godhead holds all the universes on his heads like seeds of mustard. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, that Supreme Personality who has thousands of hoods.
This clearly shows he is offering praise to Lord Ananta. Correct, huh? Yeah. So read the theme.
It is always God first and others next in commencement of all activities.
Yeah. Like first I told you, Lord creates the universe and he enters the universe. Then only all the activities happen here. Similarly, here he says, like if you have to take this kartal, my eyes have to see it first, then the hand can pick up. So the hand is compared to jiva and the eyes are compared to super soul. Correct, no? So any object, anything you want to do, first the super soul sees. And then the jiva approaches it. Like that the Bhagavatam says. Bhagavatam says that the jiva is dependent on the super soul for doing anything. He is not independent. He has to get help. So we are secondary seer and the Lord is the primary seer. That's the point he is making here. There is one verse which says in the Bhagavatam. The Prabhupada says the Lord is Swa Ashraya. What is the meaning of that? See, here he says, see, what is the meaning of this word? In one place it comes, I don't know where it is. No, it's not coming here. Okay, I'll again check it. See here. Ekam, ekam. So this is a very tough verse, but I'll tell you the simple meaning of this. It talks about Adibhuta, Adideva and all those things. But basically the point is, what it says is, our senses cannot function independent of the sense devatas. Correct, no? Sense, like for example, eyes, sun has to be approached. Without the sunlight, we cannot see the world. So to see, I need the sun, devata, Surya devata. I need the eye instrument. Then in the sukshma sharir, I need the subtle eye. What do you call that? Chakshu. I need that. Then after those three are there, then the Atma should be present in the body. Without Atma's presence, you can't see. Then you need the super soul. So in this way, he is saying, the sun, the Surya Devata, the eye instrument, and the Chakshu subtle eye, all these things are dependent on the Atma for a person to be able to see. But the Atma is dependent on the super soul. Without super soul's sanction, he cannot see. And the super soul depends on himself only. So ashraya, ashraya. See this word. Sa Atma. He says here. Sa ashraya, ashraya. What is the meaning of sva ashraya ashraya? He is shelter of himself. And he doesn't have to depend on anyone. That's the mean. That's what I want to say. So, that is the point here. The Lord doesn't have to take any shelter. Like for example, all the universes are created by Mahavishnu. And they fly and they go and rest on the hoods of Ananta. And the Ananta holds all the universes. Now where is Ananta sitting? You know which ground Ananta is sitting? Ananta is the shelter of all shelters. He has no, like right now, Radhishyam is sitting in Gadi. And Gadi is sitting in the Vyasasana. Vyasasana is sitting on the earth, isn't it? And the earth is kept in its position by the gravitational pull. And GM1, M2, R square, whatever you may say. But which is called actually Ananta's power. And the magnetic power with which outside the universe and inside the universe, the power of the Ananta's hoods is one which is making everything be in position. Then we may ask, okay, then Ananta, where is he seated? He is seated nowhere. He is the shelter of all shelters. Therefore, he is a very great personality. And he is a direct servant of the Lord. So therefore, it is always God first and others next. That means Ananta holds all universes, and then there are multiple agents holding different levels. You can see like that. Similarly, God sees first and then we all see. Like God's eyes are sun and moon, correct? Morning the sun rises and sees everything, then only we can see other things. That's the meaning of this. Yes. Almost time now. Okay, 50 we'll finish quickly. 50, read the verse 50. Quickly.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ananta Deva, replied as follows. O King, as a result of your having accepted the instructions spoken about me by the great sages Narada and Angira, you have become completely aware of transcendental knowledge. Because you are now educated in the spiritual science, you have seen me face to face. Therefore, you are now completely perfect.
Yeah, read the theme.
Unlimited Lord becomes visible by His causeless mercy when one accepts the education on how God creates, maintains and annihilates from great sages.
Like the Prabhupada says in the purport. See the purport, first line, what Prabhupada says? The perfection of life.
The perfection of life is to be spiritually educated and to understand the existence of the Lord and how He creates, maintains and annihilates the cosmic manifestation.
Read more.
When one is perfect in knowledge, he can develop his love of Godhead through the association of such perfect persons as Narada and Angira and the members of the disciplic succession. Then one is able to see the unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Although the Lord is unlimited, by His causeless mercy, He becomes visible to the devotees, who is then able to see Him.
Yeah. So here Prabhupada gives a procedure, how we can see the Lord eye to eye. First thing he says is, you have to be spiritually educated. See, what happens by spiritual education, our wrong perceptions are destroyed and the right perceptions are established. Then we get the Shastra Chakshu. For example, many of the school children are thinking that man came from monkeys or apes, correct? When you study the Shastra, you understand, you know, Lord Brahma was first created, then, you know, Brahma's sons came, and there's an elaborate description in the Bhagavatam how the creation takes place. You know, similarly, many children, school-going children, thinking that everything has come from some big bang. That's what they're taught in the schools. But when you study Bhagavatam, you understand that Lord Vishnu, Mahavishnu, is the source of all the universes. Even if there was a big bang, the bang starts with Vishnu, Mahavishnu. Correct, na? From him only everything starts. He's like a spider who creates the web of material existence and stays in the middle very comfortably. Similarly, the modern day world teaches people to make money. According to them, growth in life means growth in career, growth in making money, going abroad, you know, becoming entrepreneur, setting up business. So children are taught this kind of scripts. So we have to teach actually that all this glitter and glamour is temporary. It is seen today. It's called as here today, gone tomorrow. Pleasures. They vanish like Gandharvapur. So the real goal of life is to develop love of God. And also how Lord Vasudeva Krishna is the operator of the cosmic machine. Correct? So you will see that so much knowledge is missing in the modern day education. Therefore, the first thing is to be spiritually educated. The very first thing is Atma. You are not the body, you are driver of the body. Correct, no? You start with that. Then they understand the Lord, how He creates, how He maintains, how He annihilates. When the knowledge becomes perfect, then there is respect for the Lord. Then there is obedience to Lord. Then there is attraction to Lord and affection and attachment to Lord. All those things develop. The knowledge becomes, the knowledge is solidified and it turns into faith. And then associating with great saintly people in Narada and Gira, one develops devotion to God. Then at that time, one is able to see the Lord eye to eye. Lord becomes visible to the devotee. Therefore, I had written here, Lord becomes visible by His causeless mercy. And for getting the causeless mercy, we have to be educated on how God does all. Prabhupada very exhaustively explained in his purports how God creates, how He maintains, how He annihilates. Actually, the more we study about Lord's kindness on us, His mercy on us, like you see, I'll conclude with one small thing. In the nature, the Lord's nature, see the ocean. The ocean gives shelter to millions of aquatics inside it. And those people who are away from the ocean like us, the ocean gives shelter how? By sending clouds and rains and showering in the land so that we can have grasses for the cows to eat and produce milk and the grains and fruits and cereals. And the ocean doesn't take a single penny charge. Similarly, the cows give us milk, the trees give us fruits, and the plants give us flowers. And you can see the donkey and other creatures like horses, they carry our luggage. None of them take a single penny. You can see that in creation. So the Lord's creation is very amazing. All around we can see benevolence, like the sun is giving free light, the moon is giving night light, moon is like a night light, isn't it? The sun is like a daylight. And in this way, if we simply observe the nature, from nature we can learn how much one should selflessly serve others. So the nature actually is acting under the will of Krishna, so liberally. So when one observes how the world, this universe is like a home. The Lord created it and we are His children and He is maintaining us now. At a certain time He will destroy it and He has given this world as an opportunity for us to reform. So in this way, when the knowledge comes, it's called Sambandha Gyan. Who am I? Who is God? What is Prakriti? Sambandha between three things. Ishwar, Jeev and Prakriti. It's like a triangle. Ishwar, Jeev, Prakriti. All the three. The Sambandha becomes solidly established. That's what Lord Chaitanya taught to Sanatana Goswami. If this Sambandha is... what is Sambandha between Jiva and Krishna? What he says? He says, Mamevamsho Jiva Loke. What is Sambandha between Jiva and Maya? Krishna Bhuliya says, Jiva Anadiva Hirmukha Atayeva Maya Deya Samsara Dukha. Maya Devi is a tuition teacher. Remember, we told this example. Who remembers the example? You remember? Yeah, tell that. Take the mic. You conclude with that. Mahadevi is a tuition teacher.
When the child is disobedient to the father and does not do his homework and studies, then the father employs a tuition teacher who comes to supervise and she is very vigilant about the child's activities.
Because the father doesn't like to beat the child. Because there is very strong love between father and child. So appoints a tuition teacher and tuition teacher comes with a stick and father goes into another room. He knows now, I don't know what all she has to do to make this fellow study. Either Krishna also doesn't want to directly beat up the living entities. He arranges Maya Devi. He tells his sister, oh sister, you take care. Maya Devi comes. So what the child asks the tuition teacher?
The child tries to bribe the tuition teacher that please take this money and give me some comic books to study. The student teacher takes the money and gives him a nice whip. She gives him a tight slap. Then she says, come on, I paid you the money, you're my servant. She says, I'm not your Dasi, I'm your father's servant.
I am Krishna Dasi.
Krishna Dasi.
So this is a relationship, now you understood now. And then this also, what is the relationship between Maya and Krishna? Mama Maya, that is the verse. So Prabhupada says the Lord doesn't want to punish the living entity, but the living entity is naughty and he has to be reformed by Maya Devi. So the Lord appoints Maya to reform the living entity. When living entity is reformed, Maya Devi will open the doors and say, now you go back to Godhead and go and serve. So the material world is a place of reformation. So in this way, college students or school students, we have to bring them to the understanding of what is this Prakriti? What is Ishvara? What is Jiva? What is the meaning of life? Why are we here in the first place? So Prabhupada says, in this way, when the knowledge is systematically developed, creation, maintenance, annihilation, then gradually that enlightenment, along with service to great sages, will awaken devotion. That's the point. So now the prayers are over. By whom? Chitraketu. Now the Lord has begun speaking now. So we will continue tomorrow, 50 to 65.